This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Former workers at Foxtrot's commissary on Chicago's South Side rallied today after abrupt mass layoffs. My colleague Claire Lane reports the morning Foxtrot Market and Dom's Kitchen and Market shut down. Five-year employee Oscar Correa reported for work as usual to the company's food and supply site in Pilsen on Chicago's South Side. And after a lunch break, management told staff they were all losing their jobs. As one of the few English-speaking workers, Correa was asked to translate the news.
We were no longer with work starting as of right now. And everybody was just shocked. Think about it. Everybody has a family, kids to feed. You know, it's devastating for us.
Employee advocacy group Arise Chicago says the layoffs may violate state and federal law requiring workers to get 60 days advance notice of a plant closing. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the owners of the Chicago Bears should pay for the vast majority of costs of a new potential stadium, not Illinois taxpayers. Pritzker said the owners have the most to gain from the proposed stadium. He was at an unrelated press conference today. He says he is a Bears fan who wants to see a domed stadium in the city, but the current proposal falls short of a return on taxpayer investment. The Bears and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson are asking for $2.4 billion in public subsidies for that project. Meantime, Caleb Williams is now a Chicago Bear. The USC quarterback was the first overall pick in last night's NFL draft. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the expectation is the Bears will take an immediate step up.
That's why they did sign and trade for Keenan Allen of the LA Chargers. That's why they were able to get DJ Moore, a veteran receiver. So with those assets for Caleb Williams to throw to, it should help the Bears succeed. And if they don't, then Ryan Poles will be worried about his job.
General Manager Ryan Poles has two more draft picks left to play with this weekend. The Cook County Democratic Party has chosen Monica Gordon to run for Cook County Clerk in the November general election. Gordon is a commissioner on the Cook County Board and represents the South Suburbs. The winner of the election will finish the late clerk Karen Yarbrough's term. Yarbrough had more than 2 years left in office. She died earlier this month. The Cook County GOP plans to slate a Republican challenger. Today is Arbor Day, and one conservation organization celebrated by planting its 10,000th tree in Chicago. Michael Dugan is director of forestry at Open Lands. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports the organization spent the past decade planting thousands of trees across the city, and today planted a tree in the Little Village neighborhood.
Catalpa speciosa, speciosa meaning showy, flowery. It's going to have cascading white flowers every spring. Beautiful for the spot.
The tree is 12 feet tall now, but can grow to be 6 stories high. Weather, mild and windy. We've got showers and thunderstorms, a high in the low 60s. Windy tonight, more showers, temperatures staying in the low 60s. And then weekend, very warm with highs near 80 on Saturday and Sunday with a bit of rain. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.